Falkhead, Brother and Sister, ND. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, July 15, 1903. Dear Brother and Sister Falkhead, the Australian mail leaves here this morning, and I shall have time to write you only a few lines. I have much writing to do, but I felt that I must send you a short letter. I have every reason to praise the Lord for His great goodness and merciful kindness to me. My health is good, and I am able to do much work. Last week, we rode over to Healdsburg to attend a meeting of the school board. The Lord gave me words to speak to the brethren there, and I think that they were encouraged by what I said. They wanted me to remain longer, but I was obliged to return home, as the carriage that we had was a borrowed one. On reaching home, we found that there were many letters awaiting our attention. I was glad that I had not been persuaded to stay longer in Healdsburg. At the end of the week, a young people's convention was to begin in Healdsburg, lasting several days. I expected to drive over on Friday, staying over Sabbath and Sunday, but I was hindered. It was well that I was, for the Lord gave me a message for the church here. I spoke on Sabbath morning. Sister Kerr from Honolulu was present. She had persuaded a friend of hers to attend with her. He was well pleased with what he heard, and when the envelopes were passed around for the offering, he put in a dollar. I pray that the words that he heard may be a blessing to him. The meeting was a profitable one. The Lord certainly gave me a message to bear to the people. I bore a decided testimony in regard to every man's doing the work appointed to him, and not ignoring his responsibilities. If we neglect anything, let it not be the things that concern our eternal interest. We need to strengthen our souls in God. We need to be preparing ourselves every day to use our talents to better advantage in God's service. God will impart His grace to those only who keep the channel open to receive and to impart to others. I thought that perhaps I might drive over to Healdsburg on Sunday, but very important letters came, which must be answered at once. Yesterday, I wrote 20 pages to be sent to different ones. I will try to send you copies of some of the letters that I've written in regard to the work here. My dear brother and sister, we shall be called to pass through strait places. Let us cleave to the Lord. He is our strength and our defender. He will be to us a present help in every time of need. Act well your part, and may the blessing of the Lord rest upon you. The more you feel your weakness and your dependence upon God, the more clearly you will see who is your helper. As a family, work in such a way that God can use you as instrumentalities for the advancement of His work. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. Without the helping power of God, we cannot glorify His name. He would have us claim the saving knowledge that He has for us. He desires us to have a true, substantial faith in Christ. This is His commandment, that we should have faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. God will be to us a present help in every time of need. There is a rich experience for us to gain. I am bearing testimonies to our churches, calling upon the people of God to draw near to God. As they do this, He will draw near to them. We cannot afford to stop with a half and half experience now. The end of all things is at hand. We cannot afford to delay. God forbid that we should fail to heed the warning. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Revelation 2, verse 4 and 5. Let us not murmur because of this reproof. Let us thank God for the gracious words, except thou repent. Verse 5. How glad we should be that we still have opportunity to repent. Brother Falkhead, call the attention of your fellow workers in the Echo office to this warning. Speak these words to the apprentices, O teach them as Christ would teach them.
I pray that every church member, every worker in our institutions, may feel to the depth of his being that the end of all things is at hand. Let them work and strive, and pray and believe. They have a heaven to win, and eternal death to shun. Oh, that each one would seek the Lord for himself, that he might gain a personal experience in the things of God. I would that I could sound to the ends of the earth the words, "Seek the Lord, seek him without delay." Satan is striving to preoccupy your thoughts, but give him no place in your mind or heart. Accept the invitation of the Saviour. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 29, 30. I have been impressed to call upon the members of our churches to study the last two volumes of Testimonies for the Church. When I was writing these books, I felt the deep moving of the Spirit of God as I wrote the instruction contained in them. They are full of precious matter. In the visions of the night, the Lord told me that the truth contained in these books must be brought before the members of our churches, because there are many who are indifferent in regard to the salvation of their souls. Every jot of the light that God has given must be accounted for. I ask the fathers and mothers in the North Fitzroy Church and in the other churches near Melbourne how they have treated the light. If the heads of families would shake off their worldliness and indifference, and show that they are terribly in earnest, many would take knowledge of them that they have been with Jesus and have learned of him. Christ has made reconciliation for our sins. If we refuse now to be saved, the time will come when we shall seek for salvation, but will not be able to find it.